Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, already, could be. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the fourth day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 60 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, we got rain to come in. Looks like maybe it's some snow, you know, just it's the way it's going to be. It's going to go out. It never just goes away in one day. Slowly but surely, it dissipates. At any rate, that's what are we going to get into today? Well, to start off with, Coyote Mark's wife, Jill, went to court, and she sent me a recording of her exchange with the judge, and we're going to go over that and talk about a little bit of law as soon as we return from this message from Drockton Bullion & Coing.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as I mentioned before in the monologue there, we have a Coyote Mark's wife, Jill, went to court, and she recorded her exchange between her and I think it's Alabama judge. And I've got it play pause, and we're going to go through it and look what Jill said and what the judge said and see what law we can find in it all.
Your Honor, the sixth article to the Bill of Rights for the people of these little United Big S states says that I have the right to know the reason and the cause of why I am here. There is something I do not understand.
Well, What do you not understand?
Is this a civil or a criminal matter?
Well, it is not a criminal matter in the sense that it is neither a felony or a misdemeanor. It's a violation of the Alabama Code, which requires that you maintain insurance on vehicles operated in the state of Alabama. So it's a violation of the state law.
Is that civil or administrative?
Well, it's not civil.
All right.
And it's not an administrative act. So you, it's a violation of Alabama Code.
Do you see what they're saying? What he's trying to say? It's not civil. It's not administrative. It's just a violation of the code, and you have to pay. What's missing here, people, is the procedural due process guaranteed to every American national in our Bill of Rights as absolute law. Now, this judge here, I mean, he knows what she's coming after. He knows what he's doing. He knows he is a goddamn criminal without jurisdiction. It comes down to, let's look at, you know, let's go on a little bit more here so we can get a good argument going.
It says, if you operate a motor vehicle in the state of Alabama, that you're to maintain insurance on that vehicle. You're to maintain a registration on that vehicle.
By what authority? By what authority, people? That's the question. By what authority am I required by the state of Alabama? The state of Alabama stands above me as a free American national, a sovereign of this nation. The state of Alabama wrote it down on a piece of paper that I will go buy insurance from a Jew, and I will license myself for a non-commercial activity and moving myself about as is my right to move about in this country on the roads I paid for. The state of Alabama has created an authority there, haven't they? An authority with apparently without any procedure, just we dictate it, you do it or you pay. And, what's the problem here? Well, it violates the procedural due process. Let's look at the fifth article. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless upon presentment of indictment of a grand jury. Now, what were we talking about there? We're talking about due process of the law. If this is a crime, you see, you're under a criminal jurisdiction, you have to have preliminary process, which means that judge, before you can be called to say guilty or innocent, you get a look at an indictment that says what you're accused of. Who accused you? What is the evidence that has brought this accusation before this court? Oh, it goes on, accepting cases arising in the land or naval forces. Oh, that'd be that admiralty jurisdiction, wouldn't it? Or in the militia, again, with the admiralty, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Nor shall, remember all these nor shalls as we're going along, be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself or be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Now it says that you want my money. This guy wants Jill's money, Mark's money, wants to get in Mark's wallet, and he wants to take that money away from them. The state of Alabama wrote it down on a piece of paper. If you do not have insurance, that I can come up here and tell you have to pay me money. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, it didn't. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. You're wanting to seize my money. Shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath and affirmation. That means if you're going to seize my money, you have to have a warrant to do that. And that warrant has to be particularly describe what's being seized and what the purpose of the seizure is. I mean, you could put a lien against somebody's property. That would be a seizure if you were going to file a lawsuit and you thought that they were going to, abscond out without, with their money and their property or sell it or change, put it in somebody else's hands to keep you from getting it. But just this notion that the state of Alabama wants your money. We have declared that if you do not buy insurance, that you have to pay me this much money. Well, that is not due process of the law. That is saying I can take your money just by the state of Alabama writing it down on a piece of paper and me sitting up here and sending a thug out on the street in the original encounter when the cop pulled Jill over. Let's talk about that. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers and effects against unreasonable searches or seizure. That is a seizure. They seized her going down the road. They stopped her in her free travel. They held her. The option was, I'll shoot you. I'll run you down and we'll kill you. That is a seizure. Shall not be violated. And was there a warrant for that stop? See, they have gotten away with this shit for so long. You know, back in the 70s, they had Dirty Harry. And you know, that, oh man, was it the propaganda push? They got off on a technicality. They came in and without a warrant and they found the evidence, but they didn't have a warrant. He got off a murder on a technicality. Well, yeah, he did. And it has to happen every time. Otherwise, you violate procedural due process and you're committing the crime. You see what I'm saying? Okay, let's go on a little bit more here and hear this clown.
All right, is that outside of the Constitution? Because the Bill of Rights, the Ninth Article, says no contract can be created that denies or disparages other rights retained by the people.
The Ninth Amendment does not apply to this.
See him jump in there? I got to back because I have to turn this up. You see him jump in there with that Ninth Amendment? It isn't the Ninth Amendment. And this is the game they have been playing for too many years. It is the Ninth Article of the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. And this is why this guy knows what I got to believe that there was some indication that Jill and Mark were going to go at it this way. And so they had this prick up there. It's what he does. But he isn't half smart. He isn't even a quarter smart. He's just a criminal.
The Ninth Article, you mean?
Right. You said amendment. But nevertheless, if you're going to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Alabama, you're going to have a driver's license, you're going to have insurance, and you're going to have a tag, or the rollback's going to pick it up and carry it and put it, and then it will be civil because...
Then it will be civil because we will have seized your property and we'll be holding it at a holding facility. But wait a minute. Before you can seize that property, the Fourth Article says you have to have a warrant, which is attached with two affidavits from the complainant who has the damage done to them. Not from one of these corporate cops, because that's all they are, people. They violate the Bill of Rights is what they do. Because they do not provide the procedural due process. The only way the sheriff can pull you over is if there's a breach of the peace that he's observing and he stops it, or a American National fills out that warrant and those affidavits and gets the warrant to stop you. That's the only way that they can even come in contact with you. A sheriff, and he's elected officials, but when the case is prosecuted in the court, it is the American National prosecuting the American National for a crime done to that person or to that person's property, period. That is the due process of the law. That is what is required in the due process of law. You can say that, well, the state of Alabama put this shit together. State of Alabama says that you have to have a license. A state of Alabama, but under what authority, sir? Under what authority can this... In fact, I can tell you why you do not have that authority, sir. Because the system that you have put together to take that money out of my pocket does not provide the procedural due process that I'm guaranteed before anybody can take my property, period. And the Ninth Article says the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in that Constitution, of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means no authority can exist in that federal Constitution, period. It is prohibited. It is prohibited for that authority to exist. And then the 10th article goes on to the state of Alabama, who this guy seems to think is just a power above powers, that he somehow is the state of Alabama. The 10th article states the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That's the authorities not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. That means if it's prohibited to it by the states, the Constitution prohibits to the states. That means everything that says shall not and shall in that Bill of Rights is a prohibition or else a direction to not prohibit. You see, I mean, not to, in French, shall not, shall in time of peace, you know, quarter any soldiers, the right of the people to be, shall issue warrant, shall not, shall. That is direct law. And these people here, that state, him acting like the state of Alabama can operate some kind of judicial system outside of the Bill of Rights, outside of the procedural due process that the people are guaranteed. In fact, the state of Alabama can just throw that procedural due process. This is our procedural due process, but your procedural due process does not meet the dictates in the Bill of Rights for what will be procedural due process. Your due process has to contain these elements. That's why we say the procedure is there and that the procedure was put there so that this is how you put a court together. What do we have to provide in this court if we want to run a court, a common court of law that can actually bring an American national in? Well, we have to provide the procedural due process. I mean, you can do this however you want, but that goddamn warrant better be there. Because it specifically says that you'll have a warrant with two affidavits attached to it before you stop anybody or bother anybody, unless it's a breach of the peace, okay? And if you're just coming down the road and, oh, it's like this, man. If I'm going down the road and I'm following you in my car and you take a turn without turning your signal light on, can I pull you over, go up to your car and demand money from you? Do I have that authority? I mean, put everything else aside. It's just Henry. Steps up to your window. Can I? Say, give me, I want $200. You didn't turn your signal light on going around that corner. And but first thing you look around, what the hell is it to you? Well, you didn't, it's the, Alabama says you have to turn your signal light on going around the corner. And I'm here, I want some money. Well, is that procedural due process, people? And can I do that? Can I do that just like that? Come up and say, give me the money. I cannot. Why can't I do that? Because I would deny you procedural due process. I would take your property in violation of your fifth article protection. I would take your property without due process of the law. I would be guilty of violating your rights. Now, if I can't do that to you, you can't do that to me. You can't follow me down the road and say, you didn't turn your signal light on here, give me the money. If we can't do that to one another, if we do not have that authority, how could we ever delegate that to the state of Alabama or the federal government or anybody else? These are natural rights. This is an understanding of peace, man. And they're breaking the peace, and they've been doing this for, it's an infraction of our law. Really? Now tell me how this infraction thing works. Show me where you're giving me my procedural due process and taking that money out of my hand. You can't do it because you didn't. You didn't go get a warrant because there was no injury to you. Yeah, who's prosecuting me? Well, the state is, big dumb judge up there sitting there with his dress on. The state of Alabama. Well, the state of Alabama had better be able to be a human being, and they better be able to show a scratch, a cut, or a doctor's report where I bashed her skull in, or where you better show some damage to your property. You're showing some kind of damage here that I'm paying for. Oh, no, this is just a fine we levy. Well, you can't fine me, you son of a bitch. You don't have the authority because the Bill of Rights guarantees the only way my property, hence my money, can be removed from my person is through that procedural due process in that Bill of Rights, and you are not providing it. You have no standing. You are acting as a rogue outside of the law. You are a violator of the law. Now let's listen to scum some more.
Because then you can deal with whichever the record company that pulls your vehicle is. But if you don't want to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Alabama, certainly none of us are imposing on your duty to do so.
Bullshit. And I know Joe went out and got the insurance or whatever the hell it was they were wanting. And I'll tell you what, I would have signed those policies under duress. Uniform Commercial Code 1-205-207. All my rights are reserved, and I'll sign it because you're signing. What's my choice? You are coercing me. The signature on that document ain't worth the paper it's written on. You are guilty of coercion. The state of Alabama is threatening me that see what they're doing is they're saying, you go buy that insurance. Well, why? Because we say so. Because in case you might be in a wreck, you'll have insurance. But I haven't been in a wreck. Nobody has filed anything against me to compel me to do anything. And the only way I can be compelled, because that is a seizure of my person, when I am compelled to do something, is through the procedural due process in that goddamn Bill of Rights. And that is not somebody in Birmingham or wherever in the hell their capital is writing it down on a piece of paper that you shall have insurance. That is not getting a goddamn warrant. That is not facing my accusers for something I've done. Do you understand what I'm telling you people here? This is just a state. Somebody at the state of Alabama said you will buy insurance. Well, that you're telling me you're going to, I am forced. You're threatening me with to come to my, well, to shoot me on the street because I don't have insurance, because that's what can happen if you get pulled over. So you're threatening me that if I don't go buy this insurance, that you're going to take my property. You're just going to come and shit, put me in jail, threaten me with jail or take, or else you pay this money. Is that procedural due process, people? Because I'm here to tell you it isn't. This whole goddamn thing has been illegal and it's been going on forever. I was talking about Dirty Harry back in the day. Oh, got off on a technicality, huh? And man, did the people eat that up. Yeah, goddamn it, they're damn murderers getting away with technicalities. Those technicalities are the procedural due process that keeps you free. And then you started having the first case. Well, yes, it was found that they obtained the evidence, which is the forbidden fruits, without warrant. But the gravity of the evidence, the importance of the evidence outweighs that violation of that procedural due process. The first time they did it, they should have been shot, because that's why the procedural due process was put there. You don't get to come fishing. You don't get to come looking through my shit to see if there's something that you can screw me on. You better know what you're doing before you come and invade my life. You better have it all down. You better have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, or I'll own everything you got. That's how this law works. That's how the common law works, and that's how it was meant to work. The very
Henry,
yes, sir.
Hey, now, which one is that? Is that extortion or is it racketeering? Which one is it they do to us?
It would be both extortion under there. See, but the racketeering law, that's legislated law, which is applicable to the government, and that's what they should be prosecuted under. But what it comes down to is it's straight up insurrection. Anytime that, I mean, they have put these scams together to remove our procedural due process. I don't give a shit what the issue is. The bottom line is the only way you can get the money out of my pocket, any possession I have, or even bother me or seize me, is through following those procedures. And they do it every day. I mean, there were some sheriffs. I mean, Joe McNeil was bragging up he had sheriffs on following Mark Carnkey on some woman's show there that she has up. And the sheriff, oh, this constitutional sheriff. And he's talking, and you know, the first thing out of their mouth, they're talking about marijuana, how he's all upset because they have decriminalized marijuana. I would like to call in these instances, but I'm not welcome there because they do not want the truth, because they're, what they want back is what they had under Reagan, where they had everything and they could piss on you and me, even though we could whip their ass. They could piss all over us because they were connected. That's what they want back. But the sheriff, I want to ask the question, under what authority are you going to tell me what I can or cannot put in my body? I want to see your authority. I mean, we were told this as children. Question authority. And that's what you're supposed to do. Show me. I mean, that's what Jill's actually doing. Show me your authority to have me here to answer to anything. How did I get to right here standing in front of you? Show me the procedural due process I was afforded that I am guaranteed under that Bill of Rights that brought me here to answer to you. Otherwise, I'm here without procedural due process and you violated my rights. Absolutely.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the reason why I asked you that is because, you know, isn't that what the mob does? You know, if you don't pay me, you know, yeah, I'll bust your leg.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I've said it many times, Dion. But they act like after John Gotti that, oh, the mobs, they just cleared up organized crime. It was bullshit. They put
government is organized crime.
Exactly. No, government, they put INC behind their names. That's all the only change. You goddamn right. That's all they did. Same gangsters. Same guy. I mean, they kill people. They do everything they did before. Extortion, like we're talking here. This is extortion. When they tell me I got to go buy insurance from Izzy. Well, why do I got to go buy insurance from Izzy? Well, something might happen. Well, you can't fuck with me on mights and maybes. You have to have solid evidence before you interrupt my life.
You got it, man. You got it. That's what I tell people all the time. I said, man, I said, quit being such a sheeple. I said, do y'all realize, man, that, I mean, how are you living in the freest country in the world, but you're forced to buy everything?
Exactly.
You're forced to buy health insurance. You're forced to buy car insurance. You're forced to buy house insurance. That's not freedom.
Well, it's like you said.
If I walk up to you and say, hey, if you don't buy this for me, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to lock you up. What would you say?
Well, what's the difference?
I said, well, if the government does it, what makes it any different?
Exactly. Well, Al Capone, I mean, picture Al Capone, you know, when he was just getting his mob really going good. He walks into the goddamn establishment, a nice nightclub or something, and walks over to the owner and says, you need to buy some insurance for me. He goes, I don't need no insurance. I'm doing good. I got money in the bank. If I have some problems, I got good fire alarms. We got good fire service here. And he looks over and he says, see Big Lou down there? If you know, your goddamn place might blow up tonight. It might be a bomb in it. You might get killed. I think you better buy insurance from me. And the people who don't buy insurance, well, they blow them up with the bomb. And then I guess, well, then people wanted that insurance, didn't they, Dion? This is what we're talking about, people. It's like this notion that I got to go buy insurance. Why do I got to go buy it? Because I tell you to. You know, that ain't how it works. You don't get to take control of me and tell me what to do. There's only one way to take control of me and tell me what to do, and that is through that procedural due process contained in that Bill of Rights. And I better have damaged your property, or you, or committed a civil crime against you personally that you can prosecute and prove to a jury, or I'm going to countersue you and I'm going to own everything you got for taking away my freedom, for seizing me without cause, without in violation of my Bill of Rights. It's that simple, people. And that dirty scumbag judge, this dirty scumbag judge, he knows it. He knows it absolutely. Let's listen a little more of this.
Insurance closed.
You dang it damn straight, buddy.
We can still walk on the highways to the state of Alabama without any of those threats. Now, do you plead guilty or not guilty?
But he just said the people can still walk on the streets of Alabama without any insurance license. Well, then so tomorrow you can, if you're the state of Alabama, the bunch of assholes there in the Capitol get together, write it down on a piece of paper, I got to have a license to walk down the street, then you'll have that authority over me, sir. You see what I'm saying, people? It is not, but it's the procedural due process. They've wanted to eliminate that. When they talk about, you know, when they're going after the second article, man, they want rid of them guns, make no mistake, because that is the final equation. But all the rest of it, even when they talk about the First Amendment and stuff, and even when they hold these cases like in D.C. with Heller or whatever the hell it was, what they're trying to do is get you to believe that they have some goddamn say in it. If I don't care if the Supreme Court says, well, yeah, we can take your gun without procedural due process. No, you can't. You can't touch that Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article protects it. And that's why, you know, just like when the guy went off and, the Ninth Amendment. No, not the Ninth Amendment. The Ninth Article to the First Amendment to the Constitution that was ratified by the people. You see, when they redid that Constitution after the Civil War, that wasn't ratified by the people. They just did that completely without authority. It was a coup. Plain and simple. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. When we get back, we'll finish this. And until then, stay tuned for these messages from Drockton Bullion and Coin and a tune.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to $499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent. Because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrochtonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shift. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way to live. Put me on the highway, the interstate, the dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies. There'll be one less rat running in this race. I'll be soothing my soul with a fishing pole. That's what I love. Put me on a highway, interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. A dirt road to any place, long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can send donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Freedom Song. Listen to that break, and I've been thinking of the most simplest way to say this. What, you know, I'm thinking about this goddamn, this Alabama judge, really? Well, you know, I'd say to clarify your position, sir. What you're telling me is that the legislature for the state of Alabama, they wrote them a law. They wrote a law that said that I have to purchase a product from a private vendor. If I do not purchase that product from that private vendor, a state agent operating under an authority, a state authority, can pull me over it on the side of the road and levy a fine against me and give me a notice that I must appear before you. Once I appear before you, I have to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty, at which time you will be the arbiter, the state will be the arbiter, the state will be not only the accuser, but the arbiter for this incident, and you can take my money. And then you can just lawfully take my money. And I would have to say, if that's your position, I'm here to tell you, you can't do it. The ninth article says this, the authority to create any such legislation that tells me, just that part, the authority to create a legislation in a state legislation that requires me to do business with a private vendor under threat of fine, you do not have the authority because you're putting me in a position to take my money away from me. Well, you haven't even met the first clause of the goddamn fourth article. You can't eliminate the articles. That's what the 10th article says. It is prohibited to you, to the state of Alabama, to remove my procedural due process rights. And in legislating a law that says that you can pull me over on the side of the road and fine me for not doing business with a private vendor, there's no injured party. This has got racketeering. Like Dion pointed out, this is straight up racketeering. This is no different than what Al Capone did. It is, and the bottom line is, under the ninth, it's completely without authority. The tenth says that the Bill of Rights applies to the states. Absolutely, that is the argument. The procedure you put together to get my money away from me does not meet the absolute requirements in the procedural due process clauses in my Bill of Rights. And the ninth article says you have to do that. You can't create authority that trumps that. That trumps the necessity for you providing those protections to me before I can be brought to answer or be brought to have my wealth moved or my property removed from me. That's that simple. Let's listen the rest of this out and get rid of it.
I am not prepared to enter a plea because I'm not sure what I am pleading to.
Okay.
Is it a civil charge, a criminal charge, or an administrative charge?
You're pleading to a violation of the traffic ordinance, and you either operated a motor vehicle in the state of Alabama on public highway with
alcohol. No, see what he's doing here? He's removing your right to say, you can't bring me to this point. You did not bring me to this point through the process of the law. It's what they want to do with the... Like what Trumpy was talking about. We just want to take the guns and then we'll provide the procedural due process. No, the procedural due process means you go step one, step two, step three. Do you have to go through each and every one of those steps to reach a point to where you can say I am bound to say guilty or not guilty or acquiesce to any kind of a civil judgment? Because this is you want money from me, but it isn't civil. What the hell's going on in this country? Are you a corporation that's you're acting like a court and you want to take money from me and operate outside of any law that are you operating under some kind of corporate law there, buddy? Of course he is. He's operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. They think that this contractual. See, this is what's busted this contractual idea. That's why that ninth article. Because the bottom line is, people, I don't give a goddamn what contract you have signed in your life. I don't care what contract you signed in your life. I don't care if it says right in it, I'm surrendering all my rights. It doesn't matter because it's unenforceable. Because there is no authority for that contract. Go ahead.
in the administrative courts, aren't they pretty much just treating all people as salvage?
Property, exactly. You are. You actually, because it falls under the Trading with the Enemies Act, what we are is war booty, is what we're being treated as. Property. They want us in the war, don't you know, when they beat Germany. I guess we were Germany's till they got whipped. But yeah, that's absolutely correct. Bottom line is, no procedural due process. Let's finish this prick out.
Out insurance? Or you didn't? It's pretty simple.
No, it ain't that simple. Do I have to have, the right to question? What he's telling you is you don't have the right to question our laws, our procedures. You just pay when we tell you to pay. Did you do it or didn't you do it? Hey, I did it, but I didn't get the insurance, but then there was no authority that could force me to get the insurance. There is no authority that can punish me if I do not. That's my point, and that's the point this prick thinks he's going to hide. He thinks he's got some intelligence. He really doesn't. This is a dumb, dumb man.
If you plead guilty yourself.
I mean, you could go as, you know, put the argument somewhere, you know, in another context. Let's try something like, did I steal the candy? Did I take the candy bar or did I not take the candy bar? Well, I took the candy bar, but I paid for it. You know, it's like leaving a whole part of the equation out. It's just, did you buy the insurance? No. Well, then you broke the law. Well, does that law have authority to tell me I have to buy insurance? That I don't see where it does. In fact, the ninth article says it can't because it gets rid of the procedural due process. Go ahead.
What they do, though, I mean, you don't have to buy insurance, and they might not ever catch you without insurance. But once they know that you don't have insurance, what they do is then the DMV comes around, and they threaten you to take your license away. And once they take your license away, you can't even go to get food. You can't sit there and collect anything. You can't prove who you are. And that's their little, you know, snag, how they get around that if they don't happen to pull you over and shoot you in the head.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's a racket. That is racketeering by definition. You know, you say I have to have a license to go down the road. Well, show me your authority. You have no such authority. I can go down the road. I bothered no one. I can do anything I want to. Let's just kind of clear this up, you know, like with the public laws they put in place. Let's play with a signal light. Now, the signal light law, you know, it was public law put in place. Man, we were going to drive on these roads. We need to do it as safe as we can. I think we'd all agree on that. And this is the kind of things that you would actually laws that you would legislate to try to make your situation better. So, but, you know, it ain't like, you know, I don't turn that signal light. Oh, I caught you. You know, and I get to take your money. No. That was not when it was proposed, people. This is how they sold it to you. It was to be, okay, if there's I'm coming down the road. There's a car coming at me. I want to make a left turn in front of him. And I turn and I didn't turn the signal light on. Boom. There was a witness. Okay. Now, is this guy, who's at fault here? The guy who hit me or I crossed his lane and I didn't turn the signal light on or, you know, he didn't turn the signal light on and turned into me. When the signal light would be brought into as only a qualifier in an action taken by an American national against another American national. You failed, you didn't have no brake lights. I hit the, that's the best one. Okay, let's do that. We got him up and I hit the brakes. I don't have no brake lights. Bam, you smack into me. Now, if my brake lights are working, you were following too close and you didn't stop. So that would be a win on my side. I would win for the damages done to my vehicles and the damages done to me because you were negligent. Because we all agreed that we're going to have stoplights on our car. So we know when the car's stopping in front of us. Hence, we're going to stay 200 feet back. So if them lights come on, we've got 200 feet to stop. Nobody gets hurt. We agreed on that, and you could put that to the jury, but the jury still doesn't have to do that. I mean, a jury can do anything it wants to do. If it feels like, man, this signal light thing's gotten out of goddamn control, they can just shut that down too. Because until there's something happens, you have no action. That's what the point is. A common law court was to sit idle until a litigant, American national, put it into motion. You moved the court. When you went into the common law courts, you there was no court jurisdiction. You were exercising your own personal jurisdiction as a sovereign national to prosecute your life. You went in, and if somebody went to jail, they went there on your authority, not the state's. That's where the state squeezed and sneaked and snarled its way in to get a position of power that we never needed them for anything, don't you see? But they got in a place where, oh, now once they're in a position of power, they start using it to take wealth and steal wealth and gain more power and more power. The bottom line is they never had the state, no, as an entity was never to have any power over any individual, any national, never. We have power over each other, and we could exercise it by using our common law courts, but it was always our authority. That's why when they were taking the common law out, they came in with the DA. Well, we're coming here to help you. This guy's going to prosecute in the name of the state, and right there, that should have been shut down. No man, it was ever intended to go up against the power of the state. That's why the state was never to be involved in our common law. It's now the state and all its resources against you with, you know, you got $20 in your pocket. Wonder who's going to win. You see what I'm saying? It was made to, I talk about it. You know, if there's 1,000 of the richest son of a bitches standing out there, call them a state, whatever you want. I am equal to any one of them and are all of them put together. They can't pool a power against you to get a superior authority over your individual rights and freedoms. And that procedural due process is what guarantees that cannot happen. If it has to be followed every time, you will get justice. If somebody's trying to take money from you for no goddamn reason, like if you just went in front of a court, but which it can't. But I mean, even let's just say an American national was foolish enough to charge Jill with not having no, he found out she didn't carry insurance on her car. He just found that out. He went and he filed an affidavit saying she don't file insurance on her car and I'm damaged all over the goddamn place. And then it went into court. And then the jury's sitting there and, can you tell me what your damages are? Well, she doesn't have insurance. And what are your damages? Well, she could hit me and then, what are we talking about? You got a specific date when something happened here as required by the law? You have a specific date when you were injured and a specific injury you brought before this court? No, I'm just saying, hey, you know what? There's a countersuit against you. You detained this lady. You brought this lady into a court on a bogus bunch of bullshit, and now she wants $100,000 from you. What do you think, jury? Would you like to be treated like this by this prick? I don't think the common law, it protects people. It's what we want. It's all we want. It's all we need. This whole idea of the state, I mean, the whole thing, it's so creepy. I mean, just itching like we need them for something and trying to fill a niche, you know, like with the women's thing and the family courts and stuff. We need to get involved here for social this or social that. Get the hell out. Boom. No. There is no issue that we can't litigate amongst ourselves in the common law courts. Nobody can name one because it doesn't exist. I don't care if it's contractual. And if you see contracts, it's not like under the Uniform Commercial Code. A contract will read what a contract will read in the common understanding of our language. And though you can bring that contract into court to enforce it, you're doing it. You are the person damaged. You have a corpus delicti. Someone who was actually damaged. This whole notion that's like I said, you just didn't have no insurance and well, somebody could have got hurt. That ain't good enough. When you take somebody to court, you will have specific dates and specific injuries. Or what the hell are we doing here? You mean you're working on something that could happen? I don't think we were supposed to live our lives on what could happen. I mean, if you started living your lives on what could happen, pretty soon it'd be, well, they could tell you to shelter in your own goddamn house or something. You know what I mean? They could start claiming an authority over you just for your own goddamn good. Nah, they wouldn't do that, would they? I think they might. At any rate, God, are we going to get this thing finished? Because every time I hear this guy's voice, I want to just strangle him.
You're saying I operate a motor vehicle in the state of Alabama in violation of that portion of the Alabama code that requires us to have insurance. If you didn't operate it, then you need to plead not guilty. Or if you had insurance.
Well, I haven't.
Now, see, he says the government requires. The government cannot require us to have anything on a presumption. The government can't require us to have insurance in case something happens. That's an individual choice. If you don't have insurance, if you have, the thing is, if you're out there and you got something to protect, you will have insurance. Because you could get sued in the common law and somebody could take everything that you got for a negligent act that you committed. Maybe you got drunk and hit their car. Boy, you're going to lose everything you own. But you do not have to have insurance on a presumption that something could happen. In the law, it has to be written out. When you go to court, it has to be so defined. Because you're talking about taking somebody's freedom. You're seizing somebody. It better be so goddamn defined. on this date, at this particular time, at this particular place, these particular set of incidents came together to cause this particular damage to this particular person. That is what is required by the law. Something could happen, so that is not freedom, that is not liberty, that is extortion, that is state-sponsored extortion, and it's been going on way too long. It's one of the things that's got to be cleaned up in this country if we're ever going to have a place to live.
I have insurance, and I do have registration on my vehicle.
Well, could we see those?
They're out in the truck. I can run and grab them.
Did you have them when you were stopped?
No.
So you've obtained them since that time?
Yes.
Well, we will be happy to entertain that as part of your case, but...
going to entertain that, disposing your case. Is that deep? That's some serious procedural due process, huh? Is that the trial by the jury? Because I'm here to tell you that you don't get a trial by the jury in the state of Alabama for an insurance ticket, because that's just state dictate without authority in violation of the 9th article.
Well, we can do what we want because it's motivation through penalty.
I'm not going to go out in the truck and get them for you. That's part of my constitutional right.
Can I go outside and get them right now?
Ma'am, you can go anywhere you want to. I will be happy to set your case for trial. You don't have to enter a plea. You don't have to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty.
Then how are you setting something for a trial? You see, just completely dismissed every notion of procedural due process. I'm going to set a date for a trial. Really? And you have the documentation that puts the procedure together to put you at a trial. Do you, sir?
I tell you what, I'm going to set you for the next time I'm here, which is May 16th at 9 o'clock.
All right.
I'm not going to pass that on to Mr. Woods. I'm going to set it for you. Tell me your name again.
Jill Ernst, E-R-N-S-T.
May 16th at 9 o'clock, and if you'll bring those, we will deal with that at this time. If you're going to follow the law like everybody else, man.
You're going to follow the law like everybody else, like Rich. Bah! You're going to put up with procedural due process like everybody else. Bah!
Yes.
All right, we'll see you then, May 16th.
You don't follow law. It ain't law, you son of a bitch. And when you're hanging from that fucking scaffolding, you're going to understand it real goddamn clear. God, that burns my ass, people. Oh, man, I didn't know what else I was going to get into. We got the YouTube shooter. I mean, my new hero walked in and lit the goddamn assholes at YouTube up. I got to salute her. It said that she was some kind of animal rights activist, but I seen that she had like several YouTube channels. Hard to tell us what else she was into that was really the cause behind this. I'd be interested to find that out. And let's see what else we had here.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah?
You know what the difference between the cafeteria, YouTube, Google, and Facebook is?
What?
About 6 dead people.
I like it. Hey, man, it couldn't happen to no worse people. Dirty, rotten sons of bitches, man. I mean, they're messing with people's lives. They try to act like they can just insert their communism right in your goddamn face and there are no consequences. Evidently, there's some consequences, and I'd like to see more. I don't care if every one of them gets killed. They're all a bunch of goddamn international communists invading our country and trying to usurp our Bill of Rights. We got the defiant caravan of illegal aliens unfazed by Trump's call to guard Mexico. And he's going to put the troops on the border, people. You know what all them troops are going to do? They're going to be getting them in here faster and releasing them, just like they did last time they put troops on the border. That's what the troops did. They helped usher them through and get them on their planes and get them into your goddamn neighborhoods. And that's what they're going to do now. I mean, that's quite a statement. I mean, to try to act like he's doing something. It doesn't matter if you got troops on the border. They said they didn't say they were going to sneak in. They said they was going to walk goddamn in, and you were going to bow before them and give them everything you got. They weren't talking. What's the troops going to do? We get one of our troops to go down on their knees in front of them when they hit the goddamn other side of the border? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just try to take in the scope of the immensity of the violations to our goddamn rights. I mean, it's just become blasé. It's not a criminal, not a civil, it's not administrative. It's just the state of Alabama saying, give me the goddamn money. That's your due process, lady, and you have a nice day, and that is The Word from the Trenches.